What's up, everyone? Welcome to the January 12th edition of DraftKings Tournament Plays presented by Jock Market. I'm your host, Adam Scherer. You can find me on Twitter at ShipMyMoneyDFS. And as a reminder, use the code AWESOMO and receive a 100% deposit bonus up to $50 on your first deposit. We're going to take a look at five of the top tournament options on DraftKings. Keep in mind that ownership projections and player projections will change throughout the day as we get more news. Be sure to tune into the Deeper Dive and Live Before Lock shows on our YouTube channel from 5 Eastern until 7 Eastern for more up-to-date information. But for now, taking an early look at five of the top tournament options on DraftKings. Number five, Tyler Hero, $7,800, only projected for about 2% ownership with an 8% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's point guard and shooting guard eligible. Miami is getting closer to full strength, but they're still missing two of their most important pieces in Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. Hero sees an uptick in usage without those guys. He may start or he may come off the bench, but either way, you can expect him to play north of 30 minutes. He has a usage rate around 30% without either of those two on the floor. Makes him a high upside option at low ownership in tournaments. Number four, DeMar DeRozan, $8,400 power forward, projected for 12% ownership with a 13% chance of being in the optimal lineup. DeRozan is likely to give you around 35 minutes if tonight's game is competitive. He averages about 1.15 fantasy points per minute. He is getting some ownership, but there's not quite as many forward options as there are guard options tonight. Makes DeRozan look like a strong mid-range option. Number three, LaMelo Ball has really struggled recently, but he's only $8,700. He's point guard and shooting guard eligible, projected for 9% ownership with a 15% chance of being in the optimal lineup. We saw Charlotte's rotation condensed last game with Kelly Oubre out. Oubre's out again tonight, and there's no guarantee that they run the same rotation, but they had said before that game that you were going to see Cody Martin and McDaniels pick up Oubre's minutes. It turns out that meant Ish Smith was still not going to be in the rotation. You got 35 minutes for LaMelo Ball as a result. On average, I expect him to play around 32 to 33 minutes, but there's the potential for him to play more if Charlotte is going to simply go with an 8-man rotation here. Ball is around a 1.3 to 1.4 fantasy point per minute guy this season, and at his decreased price tag, he makes for a strong tournament option. Number two, Dennis Schroeder, $4,800, projected for 12% ownership with a 19% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's point guard and shooting guard eligible. His playing time's taken a hit recently, but Marcus Smart is out tonight for the Celtics. That makes it likely that you get around 30 minutes from Schroeder. He isn't the most consistent producer, but he is likely to have a usage rate between 25 and 30% in tonight's game. He's underpriced for this role. He's priced for, you know, his bench role where he maybe plays 24, 25 minutes. So those extra minutes tonight with Smart out make him look like a very strong value who is only picking up modest ownership right now. And then number one, the top tournament option on the slate, DeJounte Murray, $9,700 in his matchup against the Houston Rockets. He's very popular at 31% ownership, but he has a 39% chance of being in the optimal lineup. Murray has averaged about 1.5 fantasy points per minute without Derek White on the floor this season. White and Keldon Johnson are still out for tonight's game. It's a great matchup against Houston. They don't play much defense. This game should be very fast-paced. Murray looks like one of the top options on the board. So to recap, the top five tournament options on DraftKings. Number five, Tyler Hero. Number four, DeMar DeRozan. Number three, LaMelo Ball. Number two, Dennis Schroeder. And number one, DeJounte Murray.